Iraqi troops, backed by the U.S. military, are finding little resistance while storming the city of Tal Afar near Mosul in northern Iraq. The town is a suspected hub for insurgents waging a battle against the U.S.-backed government in Baghdad. NPR's Ben Gilbert reports.
The joint force of Iraqi and U.S. soldiers now occupy much of Tal Afar, a town that used to have about 200,000 residents. Some townspeople fled in the past months as insurgents took over the city. Then U.S. and Iraqi soldiers forced many more to leave as the military prepared for intense urban combat in the winding narrow streets. But the battle appears to be over. The joint force entered the most dangerous part of town, the old city, and found the neighborhood largely deserted. What they did find were tunnels, suspected escape routes for insurgents. The U.S. military says they detained some 200 suspected militants in the city and killed another 140. But a U.S. general says many insurgents fled before the onslaught through the tunnels or melted into the population. He said some insurgents even dressed as women to escape the surrounded city. Insurgents have staged similar retreats in the past, only to come back after U.S. forces leave. This is the second assault on Tal Afar in the past year. Last time, the tiny Iraqi security force left to secure the city was overwhelmed by insurgents after the larger force of American soldiers withdrew. The Jordanian militant, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, posted a statement on the internet accusing the Americans and Iraqis of using poison gas during the operation. The U.S. military denies that charge. The offensive in Tal Afar was no surprise to militants there. Around 8,000 Iraqi and U.S. troops have massed in and around the city over the past week. But American and Iraqi officials say Tal Afar is only the beginning. Iraqi Defense Minister Sadoun al-Dulaimi pledged to drive insurgents from four other towns in the Euphrates River Valley to the west near the Syrian border. Iraq's border with Syria was sealed Saturday to keep insurgent fighters from entering or leaving Iraq. While the operations continued in the north, the United Nations, charged with printing Iraq's new constitution, has still not received a final copy of the document from the Iraqi government. Iraqi parties continue to negotiate over several points in the controversial document. The constitution will go to a countrywide vote on October 15th. Ben Gilbert, NPR News, Baghdad.